Moments of Melody with a Song for Your Heart. Dr. Lloyd M. Jones told of a farmer whose best cow gave birth to twin calves, one red and one white. The farmer decided to dedicate one of the calves to the Lord. When the pair were sold, the money received from the Lord's calf would be given to Christian work. "Which one are you going to give to God?" asked his wife. "No need to bother about that now," the farmer replied. "We'll treat them both alike, then decide which is the Lord's later." A few weeks later, the farmer entered the kitchen and announced, "The Lord's calf is dead." Dr. Lloyd Jones said, "It's always the Lord's calf that dies. When money becomes difficult, the first thing we economize on is our contribution to God's work." In defense of some very fine farmers and businessmen, I know for a fact that they do not operate this way. They give of their best to the Master. But some of us are guilty of not really being fair in this matter of stewardship. The Lord seems to get what is left over from us, when He should be the first to receive. Yes, God is so good. He's been so good to us, all of us. Corinthians chapter 16 on giving. "Now here are the directions about the money you are collecting to send to the Christians in Jerusalem. And by the way, these are the same directions I gave to the churches in Galatia. Every Sunday, each of you should put aside something from what you have earned during the week and keep it for this offering. How much depends on how much the Lord has helped you earn. Don't wait until I get there and then try to collect it all at once. When I come, I will send your loving gift with a letter to Jerusalem, to be taken there by trustworthy messengers you yourselves will choose." And then back in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, and verse 10, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so that there will be food enough in my temple. If you do, I will open up the windows of heaven for you, and pour out a blessing so great you won't have room enough to take it in." Let's also remember in this matter of giving to give ourselves first to the Lord and then our gifts.